Judas admitted, "I have betrayed innocent blood." Pilate washed his hands, declaring, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." So Jesus, the innocent, just, spotless Lamb of God, was offered up as a sacrifice on a Roman cross cursed for the sins of the whole world. His hands were bound on the cross, but it was cords of love that held him there. He was grotesquely disfigured, the beard torn from his face, his scalp pierced by thorns, dried blood from his previous lashing, fresh blood trickling down. His joints were out of their sockets. He was shamefully disrobed, exposed for all to see. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Mark 16:2 tells us about the resurrection. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. In Malachi 4:2, it is foretold, the word of God says, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." The way to God started the dawn of time. The way to God showed up in a stable in due time. The way to God shone in the dark of night to shepherds. The way to God, slain in the light of day, was eclipsed in the grave for 3 days, only to shine again when he rose again. The way to God is the light of the world, Jesus. If you are in the dark about your own life and eternal destination, we want to introduce you to Jesus, the light of the world. He is the way to God. Please contact us if you want help getting the best gift ever.